WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting will include three agreements related to the Kyle Field redevelopment project. The 30-year deal, which commits $36 million in the hotel occupancy tax, gives the Convention and Visitors Bureau access to several A&M facilities. CVB Board President Hunter Goodwin says the access comes with no cost in some cases, along with discounted parking, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
The current cost for the daily rental of the zone is $7,000, and under this agreement it would be zero. The current cost of Reed was greater than that number, and it would be zero. So the numbers, the daily, so if you used the zone club for multiple days, for example 3 days, it would be $21,000 versus zero.
Goodwin says this opens the door to hosting large state and national events.
We're not going to utilize this facility to have local small events. If they want to have 300 to 400 folks, 500 folks, they can do that at the Hilton, and they can pay free market rent.
The deal, which also cuts prices to use the MSC, the Rudder Complex, and the Penberthy Sports Complex, was also instrumental in not moving Aggie football games out of town during the construction period. Two people have been killed in a weekend fire that consumed a home in Chapel Hill. The Washington County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 53-year-old Jeanette Laster and her boyfriend, 50-year-old David Michael Wright. Authorities say the home was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday. They say a third person was badly burned and taken to a Houston hospital for treatment. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which is the second fatal fire in Washington County this year. An elderly man died in a house fire in January. The Downtown Bryan Association has asked the City Council for the money to nearly double the pay of its executive director, add two full-time employees, and add four paid interns.
Association President Ben Hardiman proposes they take over management of the Palace Theater and the Texas Reds Festival. Hardiman says there's been a significant growth in the membership, programs, activities, and leadership in the downtown community. That's among the reasons to increase the executive director's pay from $34,000 to $65,000 a year and spend $92,000 to cover a new program manager, a new operations manager, and four interns from A&M. The city currently contributes $55,000. The DBA wants another $40,000 to cover personnel expenses through the end of September. City staff say the money would come from the general fund and the hotel occupancy tax. The DBA has also asked the city to triple what it currently gives in the next fiscal year to $165,000. The association would also keep all revenue generated from the palace, while the city would keep revenue generated from the Reds Festival. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The professional career of College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley is completing a full circle. After sending firefighters from Virginia to the A&M Fire School for years, Alley took the College Station job. After 8 years, Alley retires this week and returns to Virginia Beach, where he spent his first 28 years in firefighting.
We've been very fortunate to have that type of system in place to let the voters say we need it, to go ahead and get this stuff acquired, to build the stations and purchase the apparatus and hire the people. And all of it's expensive, and we know that, but in order to have a city that's safe, a city that's protected on a daily basis, those are some of the things you have to be prepared to do to keep it safe here.
During Alley's tenure, College Station built and staffed three fire stations and added a fourth staffed ambulance team. Last week, A&M promoted the Aggie Ken doll. This week, we learned that A&M is the first university in Texas to come out with its own line of fragrances.
Mesick Collegiate Fragrances will release the exclusive Aggie cologne and perfume on August 18th. The company already makes the product for 10 other schools, including the University of Alabama. Chris Summer, TSN News.
The fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. And both sides claim victory from yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling over affirmative action in college admissions decisions. From Abigail Fisher, the Austin woman who sued the University of Texas when she was not admitted in 2008.
You know, they gave us everything that we asked for, and I'm very confident that UT won't be able to use race in the future.
From UT President Bill Powers,
we're particularly heartened that the framework laid out by the Grutter case remains in place, not just for the University of Texas at Austin, but for higher education institutions throughout the United States.
Powers says the ruling will have no impact on admissions decisions UT has already made, or any immediate impact on the school's overall admissions policy. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 76 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zornerman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zornerman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zornerman Flooring. Zornerman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornerman Flooring today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in with Christy Robinson, who works with the good folks at King Oaks and Aggieland Veterans, and they're doing some really cool stuff here in the Brazos Valley to help this man get a new home. So kind of detail this out for us a little bit, Christy.
We are having a big Notes of Love event this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And basically what that is the communities come together to build a mortgage-free custom home for Sergeant Monte Bernardo and his family. And this weekend we're going to have the wood frame up on the house, and everybody can come by and write a note on the wood frame of his house that will be forever preserved.
Oh, that's neat.
Complete. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that you guys have done a couple of these now, yes?
We've done several across Texas, but this is our first one in Aggieland.
Now, is this anything like Habitat for Humanity? Can people come out and help build the home, or are we just looking more financial help? What are we looking for on that?
We are looking for financial help. We are looking for materials, volunteers, donations, things of that nature. It's a little bit different than Habitat. Not a quick build. This is a larger custom home that our builders have kind of donated their time and effort, and they're contacting people through the Home Builders Association, and we've had overwhelming support from the community of people donating supplies and labor.
And this is for, like, special needs, too, because he's a disabled vet, yes?
Yes, he is. He lost a hand and both legs fighting last year on the 4th of July. So he's coming up on his 1 year since being injured.
A great way to welcome him back to the Brazos Valley is to build this really cool home in King Oaks. To find out more, how do they get a hold of you guys, or where can they find out more information?
Visit AggielandVeteran.com.
Christy, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lincoln Motor Company is raising the standard, and Varsity Lincoln has embraced that standard with a commitment to luxury vehicle owners that is unmatched in the Brazos Valley. You're always on the move, so Varsity Lincoln offers loaner vehicles to every warranty client. Lincoln owners can also enjoy Wi-Fi in the business center, and every Lincoln receives a complimentary wash during service visits. The bar is being raised for luxury vehicle owners. Experience it for yourself at Varsity Lincoln, winner of the 2012 President's Award for Superior Customer Service.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade, or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month, or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. Visit NormanGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give him a call at 268-1162. Here are the numbers.
High pressure will bring sunshine to the region today and warm temperatures. Really not looking for much in the way of rainfall over the next several days. Today, 95 to near 100. Tonight, clear, warm, 75 overnight. High pressure is with us again tomorrow. Lots of sun, 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. During the day on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Stanley Cup was last night, and it's over. And we've got updates for Wimbledon and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
So a woman is forcibly pulled off a U.S. Airways plane bound for Charlotte on Sunday after officials said she refused to comply with the flight crew instructions. Now, this was caught on video, shot by one of the passengers, and posted. She appears to be confronted by some Broward County sheriff's deputies because during the taxiing to the runway to take off, the woman wouldn't get off her cell phone. Pilot turned the aircraft around, headed back to the gate. The deputies came on and basically just got into all sorts of verbal confrontation with this woman. She refused to get off the plane. They finally handcuffed the woman. In the process, she reportedly bit an officer. She's yelling, "Why are you making me get off this plane?" And she used some colorful language.
Did she blame it on her religion or her color?
No. She was finally escorted off the plane. Her 2-year-old son, who was sitting next to her and watched the entire event unfold, could be heard saying in the background, "Mommy, I'm scared."
Get off the phone.
Well, again, anybody can be a parent. Need a license to drive a car legally, but anybody can be a parent. Just, rah! She just had to talk on the phone? Is that what it was? Just had to?
Well, aren't they changing that ruling?
They may be, but they haven't yet. Sit down. Shut up. Put the phone away. They say that, yeah, and again, I don't know anything about that. I'm not an engineer. Don't play one on the radio, but they say that they don't really like you being on the phone during takeoff and landing because it could mess up some electronics, they say. So here you go.
And why risk it?
Yeah. What if they're right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. It's a new study that tells us Americans are unhappy at work. Oh,
it's called work.
They don't work here.
No, they don't, yeah. A recent Gallup study found that 52% of U.S. American employees, 52%, felt like they were not engaged at their job and they were just going through the motions without any sort of energy or passion.
Well, how often are they checking the Facebook?
Yeah. Another 18% said they are actively disengaged, which means that in addition to not caring about their job, they are doing what they can to undermine those coworkers who are happy. Very nice. Thank you. Go ahead and be unhappy and be sure and spoil everybody else's life too. Only 30% of workers surveyed said they were regularly engaged or inspired by their jobs. And company morale is something that cannot be bought. Despite the best efforts of certain tech companies, the study found that those expensive in-office perks for workers, like catered meals and, you know, air hockey tables or whatever, had little or no effect on employee satisfaction with their job.
I can tell you right now, an air hockey table up here would be bad for all concerned.
We had one.
Really?
Yeah, there was a time we had one up here, as a matter of fact.
Did it break or what happened?
I'm having a feeling people up here would be broken.
It was the problem was we couldn't get around because we had it out there by the...
Where blackjack is?
Yeah, where the blackjack table is, where the Star Trek desk is. And it was just difficult for people to be able to traverse the area, so we got rid of it. But I don't know how we got it. I don't know what the deal was, how we came up with that. But nonetheless, it was fun. Now, there's that one story about people not being happy in their job, and let's tie this to a study from Bankrate.com that told us that 76% of U.S. American adults surveyed don't have 6 months worth of expenses stashed away, which would be enough to survive a job loss or medical emergency. Hello, Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, you ever listen to him? Guy's pretty interesting. 50% of us do not have enough for 3 months, and 20% of U.S. Americans have no savings at all. Despite the improving economy, these figures have stayed the same for 3 years. Again, the study says 76% of American adults surveyed don't have 6 months' worth of expenses stashed away.
Well, why would you when Grandpa Government will take care of you?
Uh-huh, yeah. If you fall on hard times, just go get a check. 50%, again, don't have enough for 3 months, and 27% have no savings at all. So that and be unhappy at work, and it sounds like everything's just fine. Every cockpit of American Airlines is now equipped with an iPad. According to the unofficial Apple weblog, the electronic flight bag replaces more than 35 pounds of paper. You know, if you ever saw the guys that have to carry those big books and stuff in there, don't have to do that anymore. Now, they're telling us by getting rid of those 35 pounds of paper, they will save 400,000 gallons of fuel. Oh, are they going to pass the savings on to us? Probably not.
Of course not.
American says its pilots also save time because they no longer have to spend hours updating their paper manual. Takes just minutes to upgrade your software, obviously, since it's on an iPad. 7:22, okay. By the way, next half hour, I believe we're going to have a contest. I mean, we're actually
going
to...
Are there prizes in the station?
Yes, there
now?
Will be prizes involved.
Except we can't win, huh?
No, we can't. No, but others will be able to. And that's fine. It's okay if others do. Okay, yesterday we talked about Nick Wallenda walking across the Grand Canyon, not dressed like a circus performer,
mm-hmm.
wearing blue jeans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Blue jeans. So whose blue jeans were they? For the record...
I would hope they were his.
Well, I meant what brand were they? Oh. Yes. Buffalo David Britton 6 jeans. They sell for $99 a pair.
Hmm.
Now, and he says, they're very, very comfortable. For $100... They better be comfortable. I don't know. I haven't bought jeans in a while, but can't you get a pretty good pair of jeans for about $40? You know, maybe less.
You can go
you
less.
Make you look like a duck butt.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, their pants poke out like a duck's butt.
Really?
You never heard that term
I've
before?
I've never heard that term before.
It's like the seam of the back pokes out.
Oh, really?
Like a duck tail. A duck butt.
The seam, what, the center seam on the pants?
Uh-huh, on the back of your pants.
Well, not if you
it's
get the correct
size. It's similar to mom bum.
Man,
jeans.
You're speaking another language. I got no clue what that is. Now, the seam sticking out has nothing to do with, I mean, doesn't that have to do with the fit of the jeans?
Right. Never mind.
But, I mean, that has nothing to do with the cost of the jeans,
well,
does it?
I think it depends on who makes it and the shape of your body. Yeah. I'm just saying, duck butts happen. Okay?
Kevin?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard it?
No, and I ain't going there.
Okay. I just wondered. All right. Okay.
Y'all just need more women in your lives.
I've heard of mom jeans before.
Uh-huh.
We need more women in our lives. Now, once enough. It's okay, really. Hello.
Good morning, Kat. Really, you're talking fashion with Scott? What were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't thinking. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out.
Hello.
$100 blue jeans are usually made in the United States.
Like, yeah. Like... Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They are. $100.
Yeah, it's not made in a sweatshop by a 10-year-old.
By the way,
needle.
Speaking of Nick Wallenda and that walking across the Grand Canyon on that war, 13 million people watched that. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all, as a matter of fact. That made the special the most watched show on Sunday night on all the networks, including the majors. Mad Men did 2.7. Devious Maids, of course, that's what I was watching, 2 million. No, here's what I was watching. I was watching Celebrity Wife Swap with Joan and Melissa Rivers and Bristol Palin. Not really. But
I'm
anyway.
Losing all respect for you,
Thank
Scott.
You. 13 million people watched that guy walk across the wire. And the thing is, they didn't watch to see him walk across the wire.
No, they watched to see if he'd fall.
Yeah.
Howdy, Gabe Bach here with TexAgs Radio, taking a minute for AggielandTickets.com. If you've ever felt the spirit at Kyle Field, you know it only takes one game to fall in love forever. Aggie-owned and operated, AggielandTickets.com provides a marketplace for Aggies and non-Aggies to buy and sell athletic tickets and parking passes to other verified Aggies and current students at fees 20% lower than the competition. Their mission is simple at AggielandTickets.com. Provide the best possible game day experience, but also keep Kyle maroon. Not a current or former student? Don't worry. AggielandTickets.com also has a general section for anyone to buy and sell tickets. Visit AggielandTickets.com today and pre-register for a chance to win a TriStar authenticated Aggie football. Everyone that registers will be awarded a one-time 10% off fee promo code as well. AggielandTickets.com. Aggies helping Aggies keep Kyle maroon. That's AggielandTickets.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day, come rain or shine or hail for that matter, and there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means that Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the fact that IIHS names Tundra Double Cab a 2013 top safety pick. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of the competition just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The American-built Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better-than-good deal, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $229 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
728, no Rush Limbaugh this morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 100 degrees and a heat index around 104, which won't feel good at all. And we're going to have winds at the 20 to 25 mile an hour mark today, probably tomorrow as well. So that dries things out. That's not a good situation. So, again, you may have some dry areas out there, and be careful if there's any burning going on out in the county, because that could get out of hand real quickly. But anyway, look at that. To go all the way through about Tuesday of next week, the high temperatures of over 100 degrees, low temperatures around 77 or so, and no mention of rain in the forecast. Again, right now, we've got 78 degrees out there.
When your memories matter, let Specialties Photography print your special moments. Specialties offers quality photo printing from your images. They also handle black and white imaging, photo restoration, prints from slides, wallet size prints to poster size prints, all at an affordable price with customer service you won't find at a big chain. When your memories matter, make it Specialties Photography. Specialties Photography is your locally owned one-stop photo print shop. Call 696-9898 or visit them online at specialphoto.com.
For over three decades, David Gardner's at 911 University Drive have been creating tremendous memories. I mean, sometimes literally creating them right there in the store, because they have a foundry in the back to do the metal part of the piece of jewelry. And, of course, you can see the jeweler's bench when you come in. But also what you can see back behind the jeweler's bench is the table where they actually draw, where they actually design first, pencil and paper, that piece of jewelry that ends up being in the display case. And again, with 30 years of experience, they take designs that are original, completely original, or take one and kind of customize it, turn it around to make it extra special. But here's what you will always find at David Gardner's for the pieces that they design there and the pieces that they have from other designers is function and value. So that you can use that as a special occasion piece, or maybe it's something that you wear much more often. David Gardner's understands that you want to get true value and also a breathtaking look. And it doesn't matter whether you want one stone or you want a lot of smaller stones or colored stones. Whatever the design you want, David Gardner's either has created it or they can do that for you. Stop in and see them, and don't forget they are your authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well, which extends the warranty on their product. That's David Gardner's at 911 University.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time this year, there's been a fire in Washington County resulting in deaths. In Chapel Hill, a house fire early Sunday morning left two dead. They were identified as 50-year-old David Michael Wright and his girlfriend, 53-year-old Jeanette Laster. A third person is in a Houston hospital after they were badly burned. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire, which was fully involved upon arrival. Last January, an elderly man died in a house fire. Three more steps in bringing a new manufacturer to Bryan are before the city council.
It will take 13 acres of land at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan to build an electrical substation to accommodate access pipe and tube. Tonight's council agenda includes spending $174,000 for the land purchase. Money from BTU operating funds will pay for the land. The same account would receive more than $880,000 from the proposed sale of 23 acres of land Access wants to buy from the city. It's adjacent to 159 acres Access purchased from the Joint City-County Economic Development Foundation. Along the northern border of the property line lies what is now a private road. The council is being asked to turn that into a public street from Highway 6 to Mumford Road. What will be called Lewis McCullen Road will be maintained by the county for the first 10 years, then it will be annexed into the city. Access announced 2 months ago building a $120 million facility. Over the next 10 years, the direct and indirect economic impact is estimated at more than 500 jobs, earning more than $186 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Caulfield redevelopment project was the vehicle to create more opportunities to the local tourism industry. Three agreements will be considered by the College Station City Council Thursday night to give A&M $36 million from the hotel occupancy tax over the next 30 years.
All good relationships, they work when both sides are motivated, and I think in this instance, the university was looking for a way to pay for a very expensive stadium, and the city was looking for a way to keep the games here as well as find a way to access facilities, and we've come up with a really unique agreement.
Convention and Visitors Bureau Board President Hunter Goodwin says several A&M facilities will be available at discounted or no cost, including new meeting space at Kyle Field.
And target groups to come in and utilize these facilities that have essentially now been paid for with this agreement and go to the marketplace and compete against competitive cities in Texas and say, come look at this beautiful facility, and oh, by the way, it's going to cost a lot less than it is in any other city.
Reed Arena, the Rudder Complex, the Penberthy Sports Complex, and the MSC are included in the agreement, which also includes Brazos County. This is the last week for College Station Fire Chief R.B. Alley, who is retiring after 8 years here and 40 years in the profession. Alley also served three mayors by giving the invocation at city council meetings.
Ron Sylvie, when I first came in, was our mayor, and then Ben White took over, and of course Mayor Nancy Berry now, and all three of them have, you know, asked me to continue that on. A lot of communities struggle with that, you know, whether to have, you know, prayer and government meetings. You know, I just believe that things happen for a purpose, And if we can allow those types of opportunities for us to pray about our city and pray about what we need to do as a community, that the Lord will bless us and continue to bless us.
Allie is returning to his hometown of Virginia Beach, where he worked for 28 years before coming to College Station. Coming to a store near you, A&M is in a bottle of perfume.
A&M will be the first school in Texas with its own fragrance line. And if you're wondering what Texas A&M in a bottle will smell like, Mesick Collegiate Fragrances says the fragrance will include rich hints of rose, vanilla, and apple in a nod to the school colors. Chris Summer, TSN News.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to return to a lower court the issue of affirmative action in college admissions was hailed by both sides. The University of Texas was sued by an Austin woman who was not admitted in 2008. UT President Bill Powers says it upholds the school's policy and also points to a related issue.
The university is a leader in diversity in higher education, and this case is part of a decades-long commitment to that endeavor, both inside and outside the courtroom, by all of us here at the university.
Abigail Fisher, who went to college at LSU before returning to Austin, says she's confident UT won't be able to use race to determine future admissions.
It's been a great journey and a very great learning experience to see a case go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the court, said a federal appeals court needs to subject the University of Texas admission plan to the highest level of judicial scrutiny. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
At RV Station's huge pre-4th of July sale in Bryan, they make it easy to take your family camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might actually want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July the 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28BHS bunkhouse. This one's got all the options for you, folks. It's just $18,995. Stock number is 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider. This will allow you to travel in style, and you take $19,500 off MSRP. It's just $67,995. The stock number is 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check them out online at rvstationonline.com. Take a vacation at RV Station. Your family fun starts right there. Visit rvstationonline.com today.
Does your dog live in the lap of luxury? Don't lower your standards when you leave town. Waggy Pet Zone is a premium boarding facility with suites that include furniture, TVs that play your pet's favorite pet-friendly programming, and six escorted walks to private fenced-in yards each day. A true pet vacation destination when you're on vacation. Pamper your pet while you're away at Waggy Pet Zone, setting a new standard in pet care on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Call 693-9663 or visit waggypetzone.com.
Thinking about starting a career in teaching? Blinn's Alternative Teacher Certification Program makes it fast, affordable, and easy. If you have a bachelor's degree, you can be certified to teach in Texas in just a little more than a year. Teaching jobs are back in demand, but you have to act now. The deadline for application is July 12th. For dates and locations, visit blinn.edu/blinnteach or call 979-830-4424. Blinn College. proven.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. It's 740, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will bring sunshine to the region today and warm temperatures. Really not looking for much in the way of rainfall over the next several days. Today, 95 to near 100. Tonight, clear, warm, 75 overnight. High pressure is with us again tomorrow. Lots of sun, 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. During the day on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and highs will be around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here's Oduya drive, they all in a score!
Two of them in 17 seconds last night. One of the best Stanley Cup games ever. We'll cover that for you as well as the College World Series and Wimbledon, plus more with sports in about 10 minutes.
Feel sorry for that guy who had gone up to get a beer. You know what I'm saying?
With 1 minute left, I don't know if they
sell.
Yeah,
that's probably right.
I don't know if they sell anymore like that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because heaven knows they're smart enough to know not to.
Or how about the people who left early so they'd be able to drive out?
Yeah, no. When it's the seventh game of the Stanley Cup.
Well, it was game six, but it was tied 3. It was tied 2-2 for quite a while.
Yeah, so no, it just they hang around for that. Let's give something away. It's called Beat the Toaster. We haven't played it in a while. It's you have to be pretty good at general knowledge because you never know what I'm going to throw at you. But 695-1620, we actually do have a pretty doggone good prize.
Yes, we do.
695-1620 if you want to play Beat the Toaster.
If you're feeling moody.
That's right. You're telling me that you you have a good general knowledge.
But no pressure.
No, there's no pressure.
Absolutely not. Wow. But okay, if you're feeling moody.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Who is this?
Colette Abbey.
All right. Colette, do you know about Beat the Toaster?
I do.
Okay.
I can't say and or something like that, right?
No, that's 14 seconds.
Oh, okay.
That's 14 seconds.
Game.
And we'll do that one again, too. But no, what this one is I'm going to give you 10 seconds to give me three answers in some sort of a category that comes out of left field. So
okay.
You've got to shift your gears and get focused on this thing, and you've got 10 seconds to do that. Now, Kat, you've never heard us play this before, have you?
Mm-mm.
What do you do, Colette?
I am a lab technician for the Health Science Center.
All right, so here we go. You have 10 seconds, Colette, to name three actors who have played Batman. Go.
Oh, gosh. Michael Keaton, George Clooney, and Val Kilmer.
Wow, there you go. Excellent. Excellent. Outstanding. Congratulations.
My fat finger pushed the wrong button. Hang on. Okay. There we go.
There we go. Thunderous applause. All right. Okay.
Fantastic.
This is what I've got for you. I've got a family four-pack for Moody Gardens.
Fantastic!
Yeah, it's like a paddle wheel boat, 3D, 4D, movie rides, pyramids, all that sort of stuff. Colette, come by here at the radio station. We've got it for you.
Great, thanks. Have a great day.
You too, bye. There we go. Yeah, I forgot about the other game. I'll be completely honest with you.
The game?
Yeah, I love the game.
Yeah,
we'll go back. We'll do that again soon.
That sounds really difficult.
Oh, it's really hard when you give the topic like road cone.
Yeah.
You got to go 14 seconds talking about a road cone.
But the thing is, and we've had people who over time learned how to beat the game, you just have to stay within yourself. You just have to focus. And again, they get penalized if they get off subject. But it's fun. So we'll do that. But not now.
Maybe later.
52-year-old woman in Paris disguised herself as her 19-year-old daughter to help the daughter pass a test. I mean, come on.
So she took the test for the daughter?
Yep.
Oh, good gravy,
Maynard. She must be a good-looking mom.
Daughter Letitia was scheduled to take college entry exams but didn't think she could pass. So mom dressed up in elaborate makeup, hip-hugger jeans, and your Converse Tenny Bombers. But when she showed up for the test, Professor spotted the scam right away. Officials called police. Dear old mom charged with fraud. And she is, the girl is banned from taking a test for the exam to get into college for 5 years. Good on them.
Man. Absolutely.
Mama's good. That is the ultimate helicopter parent right there, right? Mommy will take care of it. It's okay. We'll just make sure that you get into college. Well, you know, you do what you can to maintain the standards of your community, right? Idea is your job is to be the watchdog and make sure that no bad influences come within your community. Even if it's, I mean, you know, because if you have bars and adult entertainment and that sort of thing, you don't want that coming in. And Port Lavaca, Texas is no different. Port Lavaca has decided they're going to put their foot down. By golly, they don't want to have an Applebee's in their town.
Because nothing says causing chaos like the Applebee's.
I'm just saying. Apparently, the neighborhood there at Applebee's is considered it's a rowdy, hot night spot, and they just don't want it. The locals are all upset.
Have they ever been to an Applebee's?
Well, apparently so, stating that they don't want a new nightclub.
Now, the Lubies, on the other hand, I'm thinking they might get right in.
Maybe they just misunderstood.
Part of the problem is that Applebee's says it will only open the doors in its Port Lavaca location if it's allowed to stay open till 2 in the morning.
Oh.
And since a new city ordinance in the city changes last serve time from midnight to 2 a.m., if that happens, they are not happy about that.
Well, at least it's a group in the United States keeping to their moral code.
Okay.
You know, at least they stand by what they believe in.
It's Applebee's.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Well, since Applebee's is some of the worst tasting food, drink, and service going of all those restaurants, well, I don't blame Port Lavaca.
Well, that's your opinion, sir, and that's fine.
Allen Honda celebrating customer appreciation days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Piloter Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the customer appreciation days at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. For years now, it's been a buyer's market.
Correct.
Now it's a seller's market, and it got there in a big hot hurry. How hot is it?
It is so hot. For the last 5 months, our area has set records for total monthly sales. In May, specifically, we sold just over $68 million in real estate, which is up 33% over the previous month and 33% over May of 2012.
Are you really seeing that big of a difference? I mean, personally?
Oh, huge. I'll give you a specific example. We listed a home last week in the low $300,000 range. Beautiful home, well-maintained. They let us go in and stage it and, of course, photograph it professionally.
Right.
The afternoon that we listed it for sale, we received an offer, and that agent told me that she was in the house for 20 minutes, and when she left, there were two other realtors lined up with their buyers ready to go in and take a look at that home. That's how hot the market is.
Quickly, make a run to Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams to get all the details and to contact Jen.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Understanding and patience can go a long way in marriage. It can even transform burned biscuits into an opportunity to shower your spouse with love. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm told of a story about a family gathered for dinner. The mother got the meal prepared and set everything out on the table. It all looked delicious until the kids noticed the biscuits. They were badly burnt. The weary mother apologized, but the father simply smiled at his wife, slathered the hockey pucks with some butter, and ate without complaining. He even said, "I love a burned biscuit every now and again." Later, one of his children came to him and asked why he hadn't thrown the nearly inedible biscuits away. And the father said, "Your mom had a long, hard day at work. She's so much more important to me than whether or not my food was a little charred." Much of having a successful marriage is learning how to be patient with imperfection. Each of us is prone to mistakes, after all, and could use a little smile instead of judgment when things aren't going well. A little grace can diffuse a lot of conflict. In fact, many arguments might never get started in the first place if couples offered one another their support rather than their anger. So if your marriage serves you a burned biscuit, slather it with some love, understanding, and grace. It'll make that hard circumstance a whole lot easier to swallow. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Patrice Bergeron played with a broken rib. Jonathan Toews was a game-time decision, and Andrew Shaw stopped a slap shot with his face and finished the game bloody and surgically stitched up. The Chicago Blackhawks pulled out a 3-2 win over the Boston Bruins to claim their fifth Stanley Cup and second in four seasons, and it was a nail-biter.
Put it in front, Nicholas, you can score! Brian Bickle with a point-blank shot!
Brian Bickle and Dave Bolin scored 17 seconds apart at 1:16 before the end of the game.
Big save made by Rask. Here's Oduya drive. They all and a score! It's Bolin in front of the net. Oduya fired a shot and deflected it on Rask. 58 seconds away from the Stanley Cup are the Chicago Blackhawks.
Patrick Kane came away with the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP award in the NHL for the series playoffs. Kane scored 9 goals, 19 points, and 23 games.
I think it speaks more for my team than myself personally.
And in total, that was game 6, but with the number of overtimes, the entire series was actually played with 7 full games. In the College World Series, Adam Planko worked 6 innings, and Eric Fila hit a 2-run single and had a defensive gem.
I think it speaks more for my team than myself personally.
First pitch is swung on and hit the right, fairly deep down the line. Fila racing over and makes a fantastic catch, leaping on the warning track. Oh, my goodness.
UCLA beat Mississippi State 3-1 in game 1 of the best of 3 College World Series. Planko retired his first 9 batters and held the Bulldogs to a run and 4 hits to help the Bruins get within 1 victory of their first national championship in baseball. Mississippi State did have his chances, though, to pull ahead or tie the game, but left runners in scoring position 4 of the last 6 innings. Top-seeded Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic will take the center court as today's Wimbledon schedule rolls on. Williams has a first-round match against Mandy Manila, and Djokovic will take on Florian Myers. The tournament continues without 2-time champion Rafael Nadal, though.
You play well, and you have the chance to win. Sometimes you play worse. The opponent play well, and you lose. That's the good thing about the sport. That's good things today. For me, it was not a lot of things good.
American translation, you win some, you lose some. Nadal was stunned in the opening round by Belgium's Steve Darcy, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. That's Nadal's first round exit in 35 major appearances. Three members of the Texas A&M women's swimming team will be attempting to earn a spot on Team USA for the World Championships at the trial starting today. Representing A&M at the event, Camila Adams, Bria Larson, and Caroline McElhaney. Adams and Larson both tallied national crowns in the NCAAs, while McElhaney earned All-American honors in multiple events. Texas A&M men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy visited with members of the media yesterday during the SEC men's basketball summer teleconference. Here's his take on the 2013-2014 Aggies.
We're really excited about the group we have coming in. We'll have 6 to 7 new guys that didn't play for us last year, and then we've got 5 guys returning that average double-figure minutes, so we've got pretty good experience coming back. We really like the talent level, the athleticism that we think we've improved with our team and through recruiting and through a couple of transfers that were sitting out last year. The problem is I think our league's going to be a lot better than it was last year, but we feel like we're more prepared this year than we were in the past.
From the hardwood to wooden bats, the Texas Rangers look to extend their winning streak to 5 games tonight against the New York Yankees. The Rangers will send Yu Darvish to the mound for the series opener, while Hiroki Kuroda is scheduled to start for the Yankees. Texas, by the way, coming off a sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. And speaking of the Cardinals, that's who's up next for the Astros. The Astros have optioned infielder Marwin Gonzalez to their AAA team and cut Wade LeBlanc. Team says corresponding roster moves would be made later today before the St. Louis game. And finally, the Brazos Valley Bombers are 19-3. They're ranked number 2 nationally and have already clinched a playoff berth, and they'll try to extend their TLC lead tonight against the East Texas Pump Jacks. Here's Coach Kurt Dixon on the Jacks.
I looked at the roster transitions. They've added a couple guys that came in from California. They've got the Marlowe brothers from University of Texas that kind of set the table for them. Great players. Gave us fits when we were at third place. We were able to scratch away with those 2 victories, but it was 2 dogfights. And, you know, it's my second year in the league, and every time us and the Pump Jacks get together, you know, it's a good match every time.
Bombers and Pump Jacks tonight, 7:05 with all the action on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. That's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, Home Products. Or call 229-9051 today.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
As thank you to our customers, Buffy's Sunday Brunch, June 30th, will have Customer Appreciation Day. Buffy's won Best Caterer for the 13th year in a row, and this year they won Best Buffet by the Eagles Reader Survey. Extended hours 9 to 4, along with half-price brunch. Enjoy lots of entrees, prime rib, ribeyes, boiled shrimp, to mention a few. As always, lots of sides, salads, and desserts, plus an awesome pasta and breakfast station. Celebrate Buffy's Best Caterer and Best Buffet Awards, Sunday, June 30th from 9 to 4. Buppies, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppies, we feed people.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 7/31/13, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Almost 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We are here today to help boost your workday creativity. Are you ready? Everybody in the car, listen, be quiet. Here we go.
Murmur, 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 murmur.
There it is. You see, coffee shops are filled with people working on their laptops, and with good reason. Research shows that the ambient sound at a cafe is ideal for creativity. Of course, the people who believe that this is right is a website called Coffitivity. Yes, of course it's the most creative way to do that.
Sure.
So they bring the ambiance of a coffee shop right there to you.
That's not as fun without the coffee.
Well, but you can go ahead and, like, snort coffee beans.
I think your teacher told you not to do things like that, didn't she?
Now, you can choose the city that you want. You could do...
Oh.